You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen. It's November 29th, and that means we're less than a month away from Christmas. And right here in mid-Michigan, dozens of seniors are depending on generosity and local law enforcement to make their holidays a little smoother and a little brighter. And those seniors, they receive gift baskets normally, but this year, the officers are running low on donations and volunteers, but not willpower. And joining us to explain what I'm talking about is Lansing Police Lieutenant Tracy Ruiz. And good morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
This effort all began about 17 years ago, so let's start at the beginning.
Yes. So I started participating with Triad. Tri-County Triad is the new name because we encompass the Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties. So we service those populations. And in 2000, we started out with 20 Meyer paper bags, and we would have about four items of crocheted knit products that were made by other seniors. In 2009, we grew to 200 boxes. In 2010, we grew to 300. And this year, we are doing 350 boxes. So while in a business sense, you'd think growth is good, the sad part is that the community is in need, and that's why we've grown.
So these are all senior citizens, all local senior citizens, and these boxes that you're talking about are all based on donations.
Absolutely.
So tell me what's in these boxes.
Yes. So the program started a little before 2000. I just started participating in 2000. And like I said, we started with 20 Meyer paper bags with the four crocheted items. And we grew it to necessities, toiletries. So the biggie are the shampoo, body wash, laundry soap, dish soap, socks, any type of home products that these seniors could not go out and buy themselves, whether it's financial means or because they don't have a car or don't drive.
And may not even have family members to celebrate the holiday with.
That is correct. The population that we are servicing are indigent senior citizens who are homebound. So it's in their own homes, apartments, or condos.
These senior citizens, you were telling me before we began, that they look forward to this every year.
They depend on us. Absolutely. They're living off below poverty level, and they rely upon these boxes.
I'm Brooke Allen, and we are talking to Lansing Police Lieutenant Tracy Ruiz. And Lieutenant, we are talking about senior citizens who are homebound and who are actually needing everyone's help to have a Christmas this year. And so explain what we're talking about.
So with No Senior Without Christmas or the need in the community?
Well, let's talk about No Senior Without Christmas first.
Okay. So every year we've packed these boxes and our seniors in the community rely upon us. They're homebound, needy seniors. Usually they're living below poverty level. They don't have family or they wouldn't otherwise receive visitors during the holidays. These boxes are packed with necessities and each year they're left on our list unless they ask to be removed, which we don't usually have that trouble. And every year they're relying upon us to come to their doorstep and they'll ration the necessities throughout the year.
And by necessities, we're talking about shampoo. We're talking about laundry detergent. We're talking about soap. And then I'm sure there's some food in there as well.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. Any non-perishable items, canned goods. We try to do vegetables, something nutritious for them, protein bars, something they can grab and go on the run between their doctor visits.
So these, let's talk a little bit about these seniors. These are senior citizens who you may have come across, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So these are seniors who may have been a victim at some point and you may have come across and know that they need help. And so they look forward to this visit every year and they actually, you said they're below poverty level, so they need this assistance.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So now let's talk about the need. You are below donations, correct?
Yes, we're below. Donations are down this year from past years.
Okay. So what are we looking for? Tell me.
The big ticket item would be the Smartwool socks to keep our seniors warm. One good pair of socks will help a lot.
Okay. So tell me about these socks. Are amazing. I've never heard of these socks. And you said that they can wear these socks for almost, 7 days?
Yes. They don't need to be washed. And that usually is a hard task for some of these senior citizens that can't get up or do their own laundry. And Playmakers has been a great donor in the past with offering one pair of Smartwool socks. They are expensive, but they do last, and you can literally go multiple days without washing them. So it's a great win for our seniors.
And I can imagine some of these seniors probably keep their heat turned down low in the winter?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the Smartwool socks would be a great addition. And then monetary donations, because buying these supplies for these boxes, and you're looking to supply 350 boxes?
That is correct. The need has increased in our community, so we've gone from 300 last year to 350 this year.
Okay, and so for both men and women, so just let's throw the list out there and tell me exactly what you're looking for. And I know probably to make it easier for you, you're looking for monetary donations?
Yes, that okay. is correct, because we have to buy 350 of each item. And some of the big ticket items are the smart wool socks, laundry detergent, mouthwash is a big deal. It's very expensive. Some of them can't brush their teeth daily, so that helps, you know, as they're going between appointments. We've got shampoo, conditioner at times, body wash. We don't buy bars of soap because it's hard for them to handle. So we do the body wash. Any other things you can think of as far as cleaning products, hand sanitizer, the sanitizing wipes that can keep them healthy. Those are the products that we are looking for.
So how are all of these items gathered and then sorted?
So the exciting part is our event this year is on Wednesday, December 6th. But what happens 2 days prior, Lansing Fire has been our awesome host, and they will take us around in a racing, literally a racing trailer, and we'll usually fill that twice. And we will pick up any donations in the community 2 days prior to that event. So this year it's going to be December 4th, Monday. And we will pick up donations, and any donations that we don't receive, we'll actually go out and buy.
And so that's December 4th. You'll pick up any donations?
Correct.
Okay. And then December 6th is when all the packing is done?
That is correct.
Okay. So who packs all these boxes?
So we have volunteers that come out of the woodworks. It's pretty awesome. Once people come once to the event, they come every year, and they look forward to it. So it's literally word of mouth. We'll have people that have attended in the past. They'll bring their friends. They'll bring family members. It's even growing. We have schools that participate in this event as far as providing monetary donations. Lansing Catholic High School has been awesome. Every year they've helped out and provided products or donations.
And what about, so do the volunteers actually interact with the seniors?
Some volunteers do, the ones that go on delivery. So okay. The volunteers that show up to Lansing Fire Station on Marshall Street will actually help organize and pack the boxes. Mm-hmm. And then the boxes are delivered in police cars and fire trucks only. So it's by public servants, and the seniors know it's safe to open their doors on that day because we've called in advance or knocked on their door to let them know we're coming.
And that's an important factor as well.
It is, for their safety.
Because they need to know that, right? I mean, that's an important thing because of their history, and just because I'm sure at this point in their lives, they need to know that they're safe.
That is correct. We want to make sure that they don't open their door for strangers.
And so how many officers and how many volunteers are involved in this whole project?
We usually, on the day of the event, we have 140 plus volunteers that will show to the fire station. Again, word of mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not usually us making personal contact with people, but it's the people that have been there in the past that will show up and, again, bring other family members. Law enforcement and fire, that's the unique part about Tri-County Triad. Normally, the nationally recognized triad is law enforcement, community, and seniors working together. Tri-County Triad has included our fire personnel. We know that our first responders, they are the ones to have the information and to usually know who's in need. So that has been a great partner for us. The Tri-County Police and Fire are involved. So if you think of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties, we have law enforcement and fire that will show from all of those agencies.
And this is one of the few in Michigan, correct?
This is the largest charity of police and fire charity in Michigan, correct.
So do you get calls from other areas of Michigan?
We do get calls from other areas. And for a couple of years, we service Shiawassee and Jackson counties as well. In MSU Police Department, kudos to them because they were nice enough to go out and deliver those boxes.
So we are getting down to the wire. We need to get some donations, and you need the help because these seniors are seniors who have been with the program for years, you said.
Yes.
So they look forward to this, and not only do they look forward to it, but they also need it.
Yes, they rely upon our delivery.
Okay, so tell me what people can do and how they can find more about this project.
So monetary donations can be sent, they can online to Tri-County Triad via Facebook or the web. There's a U-Caring page that's up right now. Or they can mail checks to Tri-County Triad at P.O. Box 26182, Lansing, Michigan, 48909.
Okay. And as far as the volunteer aspect, you said that's more of a public service thing. It's only you that volunteers and delivers those packages because they need to feel safe.
The deliveries are done by police and fire vehicles, And then sometimes our volunteers will ride in those cars with them.
Okay. All right. Well, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that every senior has a very Merry Christmas. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Brooke.